They did the qualifier and, like, they came out with the fastest time, even though the commentators kept on saying that they wouldn't be able to do it. And we waited and waited for the next race to come through the final, and they still kept on saying that New Zealand was going to win. And, yeah, they're going around and they were sticking together closely all the way through. The New Zealander crashed next door and they still kept on going. And they come through and won and got the Commonwealth record as well as the national record.
Fantastic. And was Jason, he was racing the second leg of that team race?
Yes.
And how did the person riding first, did he set out a good time or did Jason have to make up some time?
No, I think they all did a good time all the way through, and Scotty, the finisher, he just topped it off that little bit more. Jason's time in the second leg, he backed it up the same sort of time on both races.
And who was the other team member?
He had Daniel Ellis as the starter and Scotty Sutherland as the finisher.
And it was originally going to be Shane Perkins as one of the riders in the team?
Well, we think so. We never found out until very late Thursday night that Jason had been named. And if you're not named, well, then you just don't get to ride.
And this was his first Commonwealth Games at 27. Just what does it mean for him to have now won gold?
He's ecstatic. It's been his dream, and he's finally made his dream come true. He quoted in the paper, he said he's getting old and it's time to do it now.
And he has had back problems along the way. Has that ever held him back?
Yes, it has. He's got to being very close a couple of times, and his starts when he was actually training to do the starts in the team sprint, he's actually put his back out completely and came home from Manchester lying completely flat in the plane because he couldn't sit up. Very lucky to be able to walk even then.
So it took some recovery and he just got straight back on the bike?
Yeah.
No hesitations, no maybe I should give this up?
Oh, he's had his ups and downs, but he's been determined to get through. A lot of it's just where he was and how much help he had and how much he had to struggle. And his fiancée's been there all the time with his ups and downs, and, yeah, it's been fantastic for him.
Any more events for Jason in the Commonwealth Games?
No, they're already on their way home. They should come back to Australia sometime today.
And so what's the next big competition for him to focus on?
He's got the Oceanas over in Adelaide in November, and he's got a World Cup in Melbourne the first week of December.
No rest for him then?
Oh, I think they, from what I heard from Anami, is that I think they may have about 5 days, but I'm not certain.
Well, I'm sure you'll get a chance to celebrate with him anyway. Congratulations, yeah. Joy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.